resurrection. And of all the many stories and symbols, there are four for this short homily. Water, dirt, bones, and babies. And that includes children. Think about these elements in ordinary experience. Water can be so dangerous and so threatening. If you've ever been on a boat on the ocean when a storm has hit, or if you've walked on a beach when a hurricane is about to come in, when you know of those sea monsters who can devour you. And water gives life. You need it to grow your garden. You need it when you're on a hike in the desert or on a mountain. If you don't have your water bottle, you know what it feels like. And dirt. Dirt is the source of all plants and grain and fruit and flowers. Dirt is something people want more of. They even fight over it so they can get more land and more dirt. And they put chemicals on it so they can get more crops and more money. And when you die, your body is buried in the dirt. And your body goes back into the elements from which it was made and becomes the ground again. And babies. Everyone wants a baby. Babies and children, they're signs of the future and of promise. We want our babies to be healthy, preferably have high test scores and be the best athletes and be absolutely wonderful. And babies are not usually in much trouble yet, but that trouble will come. So what about these elements in our extraordinary experience that we've heard about in the scripture readings tonight? Well, water. God formed the whole earth from the deep. And God had to control that water in order to get the thing started. Water is dangerous. Think about that story. Those people were running from their enemies and they just escaped and their enemies were almost with them, almost catching them. And the waters came over and destroyed their enemies. They could pass through, but the waters came over them. And human beings are made of water plus topic number two, dirt. Dirt. Jesus was hurt and killed by his enemies. Have I done bones? Did I do bones the last time? Okay, well, bones. Okay, so bones, they, in ordinary experience, they're inside you, okay? And they hold the whole thing together, your whole body. And bones make you able to dance and play and work and be alive. But when you die, your body goes back to being bones. Now, we have the extraordinary dirt where Jesus was killed by his enemies and Jesus was crucified, dead, and buried. And in scripture, buried means dead. You're for sure dead if you're buried under the dirt and you're put under there. And your body is going to go back to be bones. And then bones. That prophet being taken on the tour of the valley. And in this valley, the people who'd been saved once turned out had more enemies, who hurt them again and displaced them again, and they were in that valley dead, permanently dry and dead. And in the resurrection, God breathes life into those bones. And those bones get sinews upon them. And those bones get flesh, and then skin, and then breath. And students of this scripture believe that this picture of the bones coming to life perfectly mirrored the way the ancient Israelites saw the baby formed in the womb. First with breath, then with bones, sinews, skin, and flesh. These bones became alive. And Jesus was put in the tomb and buried. And these children who are baptized into his death. Now that is so weird and so right. They're baptized into his death. They go into that water, but they come out alive and new, not drowned. Just like Jesus went into that dirt and came out not bones, but alive. So that Jesus could say to Mary of Magdala and the other Mary, greetings. Just like a live person does. Hello, greetings. And they could kneel down and not encounter bones, but take hold of his feet, his living, fleshly feet, and worship him. This symbolic logic is so powerful, and we know it's true. And for the last 2 hours, we have been within it. But later tonight or tomorrow or one day, we'll leave this sacred space, and this symbolic logic will be challenged by other logic. The water will be poisoned, and people will fight over dirt and kill each other. And children will be made slaves. But tonight, in our Easter faith, we know the truth and the reality and the confirmation of this resurrection life. And we, like Mary of Magdala and the other Mary, can thank God for our freedom within and without. Thank God for the beauty of our bodies and the beauty of our community. And can worship Jesus with fear, awe, wonder, and tremendous joy. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Alleluia. Alleluia.